This is LibreQuest and I am Lux of Linux Lounge, and I'm talking to you today about one of the most important pieces of software you can run on your Linux desktop, backup programs. We're going to open up this episode with a backup program you may have already heard of, especially if you're a Linux Mint user, and that program is TimeShift. Indeed, here we are on Linux Mint, and as I said at first, we're going to be looking at TimeShift. Now, the way that TimeShift works is far more sort of in line with how, you know, Time Machine and the Windows backup utility works, in that it kind of backs up your entire system and lets you restore to it. And as you can see, we've got the program right here. The interface is very simple, incredibly easy to use, and the first thing that happens when you open up the program is you get a setup wizard, which you can run through again here, and that will basically ask you what settings you want out of the box, and I will show you those settings in a second. However, the first thing you'll see when you open this program is you get an option to create a snapshot of the current system, which we can do, and it will go ahead and run through our entire system and make a backup. Won't take too long, but we're not going to do that right now. We can restore a selected backup, which what will essentially do is take the backup we've created and restore the entire system to that point in time, essentially. I've tried this, and yes, it does work. And you know, you can delete your selected snapshot, of course. You can browse your selected snapshots, so of course, once you create the backup, you can have a look at what's in there, which is nice. And now we have the sort of main event, which is the settings. You can select your snapshot type, rsync or btrfs, and of course you've got help, which will you know, let you pick which type you want. By default it's rsync, I assume. You can select the location where you want your backups going, which that's nice because, of course, you know, you can back up to an external drive or whatever, but we don't have one connected right now. But that's good in case you want to, you know, have an off-site backup in case things go really wrong with your main computer. You can schedule when you want your backup, so you can have them monthly, weekly, daily, hourly, or every boot. And you can choose how many of your backups it will keep, which essentially means, you know, it will go ahead and delete the old backups, which is something to be careful of potentially. You can have it back up multiple times, like, so for example, if I wanted daily backups and weekly backups, it will do that too, which is fantastic. You can select, you know, whether you want your user home folder to be backed up. By default, it will exclude all, which, fair enough, I guess. And you can select your filters for, you know, what you want in there, which is nice. And you can also even go ahead and change the date and time format if you want to do that, which, fantastic. And the main menu will confirm whether or not TimeShift will automatically create backups, which, fantastic. And all of this is built into Linux Mint, so, you know, if you're using Linux Mint already, get making backups, because this is a fantastic program. Well, let's move on to the next program then. Well, the next program we have is perhaps more of a technical program for a more technical-minded Linux user, and this program is RESTIC. And essentially what this is it's a terminal backup program, which is going to appeal to a lot of people because it will, of course, be highly configurable, very minimalist. You know, you can automate it very easily, and you can kind of get it to do whatever you want, pretty much. And what we have here is, in fact, the guide on how to use it. So as you can see, you know, installation, backing up, you set up a repository, which is what the program calls where the backups are saved. And of course, you can restore from the backup, remove the backups, pretty much everything you want out of a backup program. So for demonstration's sake, let's go ahead and quickly make a backup. Copy-pasting this command, except let's modify it for what we want. So let's say, hypothetically, we want to store our backups in the Documents folder. So let's just go ahead and copy paste that.
And the command we just copy pasted is restic init //repo.
And let's say we want to store it in our home folder under documents backups. I think it was, yeah. So let's go ahead and, yeah, as you can see, that folder's there, documents backups. Enter the password for the new repository. So of course your backups are password protected. So let's go ahead and do that. And as you can see, that's worked.
And the output of that command is, it's created a restic repository and it's given us a number for the backup. And also, of course, it's warned us that the knowledge of our password is required to access the backup.
So now let's go ahead and backup. So we go into the guide again and we can see we have how you would make the backup. So let's go ahead and just copy paste the first part of this command,
which is restic /r.
And let's suppose we of course want to make our backup in this exact folder.
And that folder being home Linux Lounge documents backups.
So let's just go ahead and copy and paste again for simplicity's sake. Then exactly as that say, it says we type in backup. And then let's go ahead and, you know, give it the verbose command. And then let's say we want to backup our entire home folder, so let's just go ahead and do that. And apparently it doesn't recognize the verbose flag, even though it was recommended in the guide, but that's fine. Let's just do it this way. And we of course enter the password for the repository. And what it will then do is go ahead and backup our entire home folder. And it will give us this snapshot number. So now if we go into backups, we can see snapshots. There it is. That's our entire home folder backup. And yeah, that's pretty safe. So what you can now do is, if you so desire, we can go down to restoring from backup. And then as you see, we can go ahead and restore the backup. So let's just go ahead and do that because, sure. And then of course, our backup is stored in our documents and backups. And then we want to go ahead and type in restore. And then the number we got from earlier, this one, let's go ahead and put that in. And let's say that we just want to dump that into the backups folder again. Well, let's say we want to put it into our documents. And then we can go ahead and do that.
So our entire command for restoring the backup is restic /r, the folder we want to restore to, restore, our backup ID, target, and then I have decided to set the target to documents.
And in theory, if we enter the password again, that should go ahead and undo our backup. So now we can go into there, go into our home folder, and there's some backups I made. And that's just kind of a junk file I made to test that everything was working. And indeed, as you can see, it is. It's a little bit more of a technical solution than, for example, Time Shift or, you know, Dejadu. However, it is very good and it will be quite secure because your backups are, of course, password protected. So if you're a more technical minded user, this is a fantastic option for you. Well, let's go ahead and look at the next program. Now for our next program, we have Dejadu, I believe it's pronounced. And this program I'm personally quite partial to. It's a GNOME application, which those usually tend to be pretty good. And much like Time Shift, it's very easy to get set up, does what it says on the tin, so it's pretty fantastic. You got an overview page which will kind of give you, you know, the basic functions of the program. You can enable or disable automatic backups. You can restore a backup. Fantastic. You can manually backup.
And that's kind of everything on the overview page. You can set which folders you want to back up very easily. By default, it will back up your home folder. So this is less a program for backing up the system and more a program for backing up your personal files, I feel. You can set which folders you want to ignore. By default, it will ignore the downloads folder, which makes sense because usually you don't have important things in the download folder, but if you want to save your downloads, make sure you disable this. You can save where you want your backups to be stored, which, fantastic. This is something I really like about this program. You can either set it to go to your Google Drive, or you can set it to go to Nextcloud. You can set it to go to a network server, or you can set it to go to a local folder. Now, this is absolutely fantastic because if you're making backups, you want to be taking them off-site. Now, I'm not sure if I necessarily want to be trusting Google with my backups, but a lot of people don't mind. Well, for a lot of people, that is going to be a fantastic option. You can set it to your own self-hosted Nextcloud, fantastic. Or you can set it to your network server, or you can do a local folder so you can save it on your computer, you can put it on an external drive, whatever you want. So, yeah, I really like the storage location feature of this program. And much like TimeShift, you can set it up to schedule. The options aren't quite as in-depth as with TimeShift, but it's still pretty good. So all in all, DejaDupe is a pretty good backup program, and like TimeShift, I would highly recommend it. That has been a quick look at several Linux backup programs for your desktop. Maybe you were familiar with them, but it's my first time actually using all of them except for TimeShift, so it's been a fascinating experience for me, and I hope it has for you too. And I thank you for coming along on this journey with me, and I thank you for listening to LibreQuest. You can find LibreQuest on several other platforms. Just head over to LibreQuest.org and we have a full list of where you can find our show. We got RSS, we got Podbean, we got YouTube, and so much more. Personally, I'm really partial to listening to the show on my podcast player through RSS. If you really, really liked the show, you can support it on Patreon or Subscribestar. And once again, I am Lux of Linux Lounge, and you can find my content on YouTube, LBRY, and several other video sharing sites. Just search Linux Lounge. And until next time, this has been LibreQuest.